Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters, wherever you found me. I'm getting more and more hits. I'm beginning to have a problem finding out where my audience is. But I try to do subjects that are pretty broad, that cover most of part of the states here, at least. I'm located right now in Texas again, although I also do this show at times from Virginia, and I've even done it from overseas, from Costa Rica. I've done it from Australia. So 22 years has got me kind of around, and I enjoy it, so I hope it teaches you a little something each week if you get a chance to tune me in. I'm going to start today talking about what I think now. I think the biggest five environmental issues of our time are, trying to narrow that down was almost impossible, but I do, I'm going to just say several hours, and that may be an understatement, of reading and studying each week, and then these things come to me that, well, it's time to really talk about this. There will be a gardening part of the show and some other interesting things. I'm going to do a Earthwise Facts, things that I've learned in the last week or two that are new, the newest information I can find. You can always get me at natureapproved, lowercase, past tense, natureapproved at yahoo.com. You can always find me at bruce.dooley.com, B-R-U-C-E, lowercase, dot, D-E-U-L-E-Y.com. Or you can even find me on organicmatters.info, although I've discovered that somebody's invaded that name for me. There's several Organic Matters out there. I'm the one that does the gardening portions. Others are making compost and telling you how to grow food. Also, great sites, I'm sure. But I guess we just share the name. I checked it. There's nothing wrong with them using it or me using it. So any of those connections will get you to me. And if you have any questions or I need to expand on any subjects, be glad to take care of that if you'll just let me know. So at least in the way I look at it, just what are the biggest environmental issues that faces us all today? There are, unfortunately, several, including problems caused by the expanding population of mankind, which is going to be a long-term problem, folks, for sure, the need for greater resources and energy, and the relationship between us and the world around us. It's all integrated, folks. It's where one tiny living, breathing organism, if you want to, in a little aquarium, and we've got to learn to take better care of this aquarium that we call Earth. Because I consider myself, I always call myself a nature nerd, one of the things that always comes to mind that I've been involved with indirectly for many years is deforestation. From the years 2010 to 2020, incidentally, deforestation actually decreased over the previous decades. While that small victory is something to cheer for, it isn't all good news. In the Amazon jungle, for instance, deforestation has not only decreased. In fact, in 2018, deforestation of the Amazon grew by over 47%. It went way up, thanks, I think, mostly to the country of Brazil, but we'll throw that in at another point. But what's wrong with this picture? The Amazon rainforest plays, folks, a very significant role in both our oxygen and our carbon cycles. In fact, the Amazon alone accounts for about 6% of our entire world's oxygen. Something that's not often brought up, folks, is that to make the situation about deforestation a little bit worse, there's a thing called the edge effect. And it's kind of an uncounted carbon loss. A recent study showed that the edge effect, when small segments of a forest are lost, creates a notable carbon loss also, more than we thought. The loss of carbon and the edge effect is outside the mechanism of most policymakers that's trying to address the carbon loss problem and studying the carbon cycle, but it's mostly been overlooked until recently. Which nations have the fastest rate of deforestation? Might be a surprise, okay. The nation with the highest rate of deforestation right now is the Honduras. After that comes Nigeria and then the Philippines. And in that order, the rest of the top 10 list is comprised mainly of underdeveloped countries that are approaching the developed nation status. Ones that come right to my mind right now, especially in the last few years because of the new leadership in Brazil. This guy's a nut. And Venezuela. But as a general statement, it's still the underdeveloped countries that are creating the biggest part of the problems now. Didn't used to be that way in the past. But what can we do as individuals? Well, in my case, Okay, I've discovered, or I feel that just research is one of the best ways to change an environmental negative into a positive. What is that? Through education. I was a teacher at different times in my life. You can change how people think by educating them about what's really going on around them, which it's kind of like the old boil the frog in the water, turn it up real slow. That's what's going on around us on a daily basis. We don't quite see what's going on till we look back and realize, oh, well, that has changed. And if you really want to get involved, you can also pitch in more at the grassroots level. For instance, some jobs allow you to work with local populations to change the laws that govern what's going on in their forest and their landscape. An eco-tour guide is a great option. Community teachers in general, if you get them aware of what's going on. Many jobs, such as those in forestry and conservation, do help change how natural resources such as forests are cared for in both the short and long term. So number one, education. The next article that I call of concern that I've gone through and thought about, I put as number two. These are not necessarily have to be in this order to be right, for sure. What are the most significant sources of our air pollution right now in the whole world? Big question. The number one spot on this list definitely goes to who? Human activity. Motor vehicle exhaust, heating and cooling your homes, burning fossil fuels to create electricity. And other human activities just generally use up resources faster than we can replace them. And to kind of talk about at least one of the elephants in the room, one of the most significant contributors to poor air quality is actually poor urban planning. We just don't look down the road far enough. When people are clustered together in usually almost an unorganized way, it becomes difficult to get to work, to shop for groceries, take their kids to school. All of these tasks suddenly require what, at least in our part of the world, a personal vehicle of some kind, which means more exhaust, more fuel, and more time away from home. The result is a plethora of community illnesses and diseases that crop up, such as COPD, asthma, bronchitis, and other respiratory diseases that a lot of people don't even associate that it's probably is because of the poor air quality that they breathe in and out thousands of times a day. And when the air quality is poor, that's what you do. Another significant source of importance is grid-based electricity. In the U.S., we burn coal and fossil fuels to produce a good amount of our electricity that we use in our homes and our businesses. According to the Energy Information Administration, about 20%, 19.7% of the nation's electricity in the year 2020 came from still burning coal. Dirty, dirty way to get power. Most of our fossil fuel-produced electricity in 2020 came from burning natural gas, though. 40.3%. So that's definitely a huge contributor to the ongoing problem of air pollution. Now, what can we do as individuals? Well, we don't think much, but we can. The difference, I've told this story a few times, I replaced 28 light bulbs in a home that I had built, a log cabin, in Fort Davis, and added it up, and I was saving 2,800 now. Watts on a regular basis over and above what I would have been if I'd left incandescents in the house. Now, that's going to be a short-lived problem because we've now reenacted the laws it's going to take to basically get most incandescents, except for special use bulbs, heating and that kind of things for incubators and stuff, off the market. We've got a couple years. We had that law in, and then the previous administration kicked it all out because they had friends in the electricity bulb business, believe it or not, Philips and some of those. Well, that's back in gear. So if somebody doesn't mess that up again, that will be part of the help. A bigger help, of course, be though a movement from local and regional governments to promote themselves cleaner, safer, less polluting electrical sources. I now say I'm going to run out. I try to do these in 12 or 14 minute increments. I'm running a little short, so I'm going to cut to the chase a little bit. But don't forget about water pollution, extremely important. And the other one that we're still not very good at is natural resource depletion. We're taking it again faster than we can actually bring it back. But I wanted to end on a thing that I found rather interesting, I guess almost on a positive side. let's talk the last few minutes about global warming. The reason I'm going to do that is the year 2020, which is about the last time we can get all the information together, was really weird. Why? With so many people forced to stay home, the amount of pollution from driving automobiles decreased so much, this is a very interesting fact, that the hole in the ozone layer over the Antarctica that we've always talked about actually closed up. And that's a fact that was actually verified by the World Meteorological Organization, the WMO. Quick backup. Ozone is a ground-level pollutant, but it shields the Earth from incoming solar radiation at high levels. Without ozone, the Earth gets even warmer. Ozone is a little molecule of three oxygen atoms, without getting fancy here. When carbon is released into the atmosphere, it destroys, it eliminates that ozone, that triple bond of oxygen. The single carbon molecule attracts two of the oxygen molecules, leaving just one oxygen molecule. Blah. That process takes a single carbon molecule and combines it with two oxygen molecules to produce what? CO2. In our united efforts to combat a pandemic, we accidentally, without knowing it at the time, literally fixed the hole in the ozone layer. Now, is it going to come back when we get back to whatever normal is? Probably, but they don't know for sure. As the world continues to change, that forward momentum could continue if we're careful with it. Other factors we mentioned, such as deforestation, the creation of infrastructure in cities, the loss of farmland to urban sprawl, and a host of other actions contribute to an increase in global warming just the same. We haven't solved that problem. And, of course, we still face the erratic weather, flooding, massive wildfires, and aforementioned poor water quality. Each year, habitat loss increases overall due to at least these factors, if not some others that are less obvious. Think about it. Much of the pollution that increases the Earth's temperature comes from the production and the use of fossil fuels. We burn fossil fuels to create electricity. We burn fossil fuels to power vehicles. We burn fossil fuels to warm our homes and our businesses. A focus on how we use energy is really a good place to start. Careers in environmental science, renewable energy, and engineering are focused on developing new forms of energy and expanding the sustainable energies that we already are aware of, those sources, such as solar or wind. I guess to wrap this in a statement, we need to make everybody more aware that it really, the climate deniers are almost a dead issue. There's still a few nuts in the Senate and in Congress that, you know, bring in snowballs to say, oh, look, it's snowing in April. We're not having a climate change. Like 8 of the last 10 years have been the hottest average years that we've been able to record or even find in historical ice flows and everything. Folks, we're getting warmer. We are polluting our Earth. There's no doubt about it. Each and every one of us needs to do our little piece. I'm hoping this show does. If I turn one person's head and give them an idea that they didn't think of before, I think it's all worth it. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.